Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, you start us off.
Oh, I start. This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Adam and Lunga facing down before their beef.
And ends with
facing off.
Adam facing down, facing off.
Facing off is probably what I meant to say. Keep going.
Do you want to do it again?
No, it's okay.
All right, and ends with Adam telling Lunga he's sure he can come with him. This is minute 7 of episode 12, Our Infinity. I was just saying the superior translation, the Japanese one, Daisy.
Oh, you were, and we should respect that.
Yeah, but Lunga can keep up.
He can, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know,
were you about to segue and then didn't?
Yeah.
What happened, Katie?
I don't know.
What happened after when you watched this minute?
Oh, I've lost it. Hi, everyone. It's Infinite Minute. It's an anime by minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm back on track.
We're not fucking around. We're not.
Yeah. Look, this minute took off with a bang.
We're not here to fuck spiders. We're getting scantily clad, lycra clad Adam.
We are getting full body thirst trap shots of Adam in this minute.
We are getting new skateboard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
We're getting beef.
We're getting heart palpitations.
We're getting coin flips. Out of nowhere. Coin flips are a thing now.
They are, apparently.
Apparently.
Apparently that makes sense, as that's the starting line, sort of the
they didn't
the,
need to
the,
discuss
the traffic
it.
Light, no discussion.
No.
It was just known.
We're getting a mid episode ad break without eye catchers.
Are we?
For sure.
What do you mean?
That bit where it just cuts from Adam, from Lunga's face, and cuts to full scantily
yes.
clad
Adam. Yes, sorry, you're absolutely right. I thought that was so odd.
Yeah, but it's clearly an ad break.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Because there's no throwing off of the cloak, which I think would have been so sick.
Yeah.
Like, imagine that, like a foof moment, and you just have this sexy lycra bodysuit underneath.
Why did they make
so sad.
Why did they have to make it so hot? We're all meant to hate this guy, and then he's wearing like
so
a thirst trap outfit like right at the end. Like,
oh, it's crazy.
How dare he? Anyway, should we watch?
Yeah, we should watch. Adam says he's been waiting for Lunga, which of course he has, it's the beef.
Yeah, that's the point.
He has been waiting.
But I guess also he has been waiting for him for a long time.
That's true. More metaphorically, I have been waiting for you, my Eden, my equal, you know?
Eve. You said Eden.
My Eve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I meant.
I knew what you meant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This outfit has Eden. A big old arrow that points down to his junk.
Yes, it does, in the negative space. So just on that shot, we get a quick look at the bottom of his board.
So sick.
So this is something that I didn't realize until I saw Spectre Thieving. Again, Spectre Thieving, always coming up, point out that Adam's rib cage on the base of the board is missing a rib.
Oh,
spicy. You can see the bottom too.
Yeah.
Like one of the ribs is curved and then one of them is kind of like broken off.
Yes. What the heck?
Great detail.
Very cool detail.
Such like fully in now in the Genesis myth stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, he's given up a rib. I mean, he probably had to have some ribs removed to fit into this outfit. Jesus Christ.
So he could suck his own dick like Marilyn Manson.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I love when that rumor comes back around and it's like, yeah, it was started by six-year-olds in Australian primary schools.
Like, was it actually?
Well, I mean, I actually think I've read somewhere that it might have been.
That's so bizarre.
I feel like every kid in primary school knew this fucking
Everyone knew it, yeah.
Rumor, like, myth, whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's the gerbil one as well.
Harrison Ford.
Who was that?
Gerbil in the butt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, which Richard I feel like Gere. South Richard Park Gere, popular. Sorry.
Richard Gere, yeah.
Not
yeah.
Harrison Ford. Don't come for me.
Don't besmirch Harrison Ford. Don't besmirch Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones would never. No, Indiana Jones probably
he
would.
He probably would.
Yeah. but no, we get this great pan up Adam's new outfit with the so arrow pointing to cool. the junk.
Yeah, I just noticed that then.
And the big anime hair, he's fully
Super Saiyan.
Yeah, just claiming it.
The big shoulder blades, love it.
Mm.
Shoulder pads. I can't talk today.
And it's the day of departure. / Dance yeah. Macabre.
Dance Macabre was cool.
I liked it.
That was very cool.
I liked both. Day of Departure, Dance Macabre.
And we get a closer look at his new heart logo as well.
Do you like the look?
With the ribs and the... Mm. It looks like maybe like little flames or something? Or
like inside the heart. Yeah. And Lunga is just not impressed.
Does not give a fuck.
Lunga is just like...
He's like, whatever.
Side eye.
He's like, I'm just here to just race, bitch.
I would love to see how much hotter they made Adam in the Blu-ray.
Yes. Yeah.
Because everything else they've done to improve him.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe his scythe would also still be there.
Where's the scythe?
Where is it?
Where's the scythe?
Where'd it go?
Where is it? It's a full body outfit too. It's not like it's like pieces.
No.
Like the gloves are part, it's all one thing.
You're gonna hear, they sewed him into it.
Yeah. Yeah. The tailor's actually hiding behind the dead tree. Oh, done, sir. How did that tailor make this?
Oh, truly.
I made you do suits. But I guess I could make something fucking kinky.
This would take upwards of a week to make.
Right.
Surely.
I guess longer. I could make the absolute sluttiest thing possible. Thank you.
Do you have a full silicone spine that you could attach to it? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, where do you keep the spine? What's with the dots on the titty?
I know.
Or like half dot.
Yeah, they're like... I don't know.
And then he flips the coin.
Yes. I love the coin flick noise is always so satisfying. Ding!
It was so good.
So good.
It was like just hit the right.
But coins never make that noise when you flick them.
We've got to get a coin here. Okay,
I don't think I've ever heard a coin make that noise when it's been flicked.
I'll be back.
Thank you for bearing with.
Of course.
I have in my hand an Australian 20-cent coin featuring a platypus on the tails and Queen Elizabeth II on the heads.
Ooh.
1976.
Ooh, it's an old one.
It's an oldie.
Does the two, have a little curve in the bottom of it?
No. You mean on the 20?
Yeah.
No.
Did
they used to have that?
So I saw a TikTok today that was like, if you get a 20 with a little curve on the 2, like on the bottom of the 2, that could be very lucrative for you.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, 76 is old.
Yeah.
Because I still think of 76 as 30 years ago. Mm. It's actually, what, 50 years ago?
Yeah. Nuts.
All right, let's see if the coin... Do you know there's people who can't flip a coin? They had a thing on Taskmaster recently where they had to do coin flips, and there were people who just didn't know how to flip a coin.
I'm not very good at it.
That is wild.
I'm not great at it. Like, I can do it, but I'm a bit uncoordinated at it.
Mm.
All right.
Let's see.
Oh! You know what?
I feel like it actually did.
I feel like it did make a noise. That one was a bit more muted. The first one definitely made a ting noise.
Oh, did you hear that one?
No, I didn't hear
it's
that
one. It's not going to catch on the mic.
Oh, that one was good.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
Tails.
Oh, boo, I lose.
Yeah, you lose 100% of the shots you don't make, or in this case, 50. Well, there you go.
There
coin
you go.
Do make that noise.
I love
that was a great experiment.
I feel like
this 20 cent was like the perfect.
Yes.
Like, this looks like a 20 cent
yes.
coin. Although the heads is the S logo.
Well, they don't
and the
have
tails
20 cent coins in
a.
Is
a
Japan.
Heart. No, it'd be like a 2000 yen coin or
yeah.
something. Yeah, well, it's a custom coin. Did you notice?
Oh, yeah, it is. There's a heart
yeah.
and the S logo. You're
S
right.
Logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, the coin spinning is quite cool, isn't it?
It's the best animation in the show for like the last 5 episodes, honestly.
It's very cool.
It took me aback a bit because yes. it was like even the shot, the perspective, the fact that it like comes up,
yes.
it was a really cool shot. Like some animator had this in their back pocket for like.
Yeah. It's definitely 3D though. Like it's
oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
hand animated. But
could you imagine?
It stays in the air for
Airborne.
A very long time. Also someone has gone to the effort of drawing a start line as well.
I was doing some good coin flips there because now I'm doing them and they're not making any noise. I was really like.
That one was
I was in
good.
My prime there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Yeah, cut to Adam's silicon spine.
The back?
Back, the back windows.
The cutouts? No need. There is no need for this outfit to have back cutouts like
how
this.
How are the cutouts staying there?
Because
if this were real life, I'm sure cosplayers have run up against this.
Yeah, there's
they
no
would be
way.
Flopping.
Oh, they'd be flipping all over the place.
Yeah, or if it actually is Lycra, like the cutouts are never going to stay.
You'd need a mesh or something, like some kind of mesh.
Yes, yeah, or a double-sided tape if there wasn't a mesh. Yeah.
So slutty, though, to just have your back out like that. And the spine is sick, all of the, like, dinosaur spines on it.
Yeah, so cool. That's not on a human.
Yeah, we don't have those, do we?
No.
No. Okay, cool.
Scary if you did.
That would be scary.
But it's that thing of like when we see that on a dinosaur, we thought that was protruding.
Yeah.
But it's probably like a feather.
Probably just on the inside.
They're just big birds.
The fact that a lot of dinosaurs probably had feathers is wild.
It's like, I think it's cooler.
Yeah.
I think birds are cooler than lizards. I'm going to say it.
Oh, big calls here from Jono Lawrence. On
I think birds
today.
Are cooler than lizards.
They can I've do more cool shit. They can fly. Birds are sick.
I think in some lizards' defense, there are some lizards who can glide.
That's true.
But there are also squirrels and possums who
can
glide.
That can glide. That's so true.
Are sugar gliders a possum? I don't think so. I think they're... Are
marsupial.
They? They're a marsupial, but are they a possum? Sugar gliders are sick. How?
Sugar gliders are so cool.
God, if you don't know what a sugar glider is, look one up. They're so cute.
Yeah. But you know what is wild? How people can put on, like, the sugar glider suits and do the gliding.
Emily and I, like, got... My recommendations were fucked the other day for some reason on YouTube. I was just getting the weirdest stuff recommended. But I got one of those videos recommended. And, yeah, Emily
disgusting.
And I literally both just like...
Couldn't... What? As if you would do that.
How do they just jump?
Oh, disgusting.
Base jumpers.
Disgusting.
You have to have something, like, in your brain that's not sending a right chemical somewhere.
Yeah,
to have to do that to get like a rush.
Yeah, it's like the thing that, it's like that survival instinct. You don't have
it. Or the warrior. I saw it in like a CSI, the warrior gene or something the other day. I don't know if it's real. It was in CSI. I was watching over Emily's shoulder. Where it was like this psychopath defending himself in court. No, it was, it was CSI.
What, he was saying, like, I don't have a warrior gene, or I do have a warrior gene.
Yeah, no, the warrior gene is, like, where you're missing a piece of your brain or something that, like, you don't feel trauma in the same way, or you, like, interpret traumatic things differently, so you, like, can just kill and not feel anything.
Weird.
Which I guess would have been good for warriors to have in the past.
Of course,
and in the present.
Yeah.
Because they do be killing.
Yeah, far out.
Mm.
That's scary.
Imperialism. Too much Dune. It's too real sometimes, honestly. Some of the shots in Dune 2 were like, oh, this is like
reflecting life.
Oh yeah.
Imitating life.
That's why I think it's so good, because like that is what we do be doing.
Oof,
yeah,
that's
like, no matter how much you want to think like, you know, creativity and art is the real soul of humanity, I think it's really war.
Oh fuck, that's grim.
Anyway, these guys are about to skateboard race.
He also has another arrow pointing down to his butt too.
Oh hell yeah. Well, you need to know where the erogenous zones are, Caitlin.
He's just helping us out. Oh, bless him.
I almost spit took. I spilt water. Oh, God, the arrow pointing down is so good.
So funny.
Just in case.
And
then the caption with it to a place where nobody can hinder us.
Just for the two, well, just for the two of us. And then we get a glimpse of the underside of their boards again before they take off.
Mm.
And we actually do get a little spoiler, which I wouldn't have picked up if I was watching this just in real time, of the little addition to Lunga's board.
Where it says fun?
Yeah.
I saw that before and I thought it was like blood coming out of the Yeti's mouth.
Yeah, he was just like, we're going to go hardcore for this new
design. I didn't notice what it said.
Yeah.
Cute.
Of all of the things for them to be like, we got to get this little detail right. Like, that's, no one would pick that up if they didn't. You know what
I
mean?
They nailed it. Well, I feel like that thing that Mitch said really early on where, like, all the undersides of the boards are, like, 3D.
Yes, yeah.
I feel like that helped them out a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, they're never going to stuff up the underside of a board.
Yeah, totally makes sense, yeah.
Or, like, one of the main boards.
It's always going to look, like, pretty spick.
Yeah.
But
Lunga understands that the coin flip means
that
he must take the
go.
Position. And there is a start line.
Assume the position.
Who had to draw this start line? Which poor red cat
I know.
Had to come up to this bluff? To this Wuthering Heights ass bluff?
Not Tadashi, because I'm guessing Tadashi's in the bad books.
Oh, yeah. He's naughty. But I guess he did pull out, so to speak, of this race. So Adam has that to thank him for.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm so in full
screen. I guess so. The coin also makes a ting noise when it hits the ground, which I don't think it would.
Datingo Ting.
I could be proved wrong again.
Shall we?
Yes.
It won't. I don't want to drop it on anything though. In my house. Yeah, drop it on my carpet. It's doesn't make a noise.
It's going to work on carpet.
Have a listen. I'm going to drop it. I don't want to drop it on my desk because that's new.
It needs to be like on gravel though.
Mmm, true, true. I feel like it would go ting.
Maybe.
Da ting go skurr.
Oh, wow. That? Yeah, but that hit, what was that, wood?
Yeah, wood.
I reckon if it hit gravel, it wouldn't make that noise.
I don't have anything, like I've got metal in here.
No, that's all right.
All right, well,
I'm probably wrong again. It's fine.
Well, have you ever dropped coins? Have you ever heard coins dropping in like the street?
Yeah, I have. I can't remember the noise, to be honest with you.
They ting. They ting.
They ting. I'm sure they do.
I promise you they ting.
They ting.
It looks like Lunga gets a head start on Adam here.
He does.
He's like, got the better reaction.
He definitely looks like he gets off first, but then Adam runs in front of him and gets on his board quicker.
Yeah, Langer's younger, so he's got the twitch reflexes. So he would beat Adam in League of Legends.
Yeah.
Because that's what was really hindering my game.
Oh, when you I was playing
League
enough.
Of Legends a lot. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Those kids can just click faster than me, man.
Oh, it's fucked, isn't it?
I don't have the, what do they call it? The clicks per minute or something.
Oh, CPMs.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Right, well, that's wild.
I don't have the same CPMs that all the young Koreans have.
Oh, no.
They're the best at it.
You need to train.
Just... I do. I need to get into the lab, as they say. Cut to me just, like, furiously fingering a mouse.
Oh, no.
A computer mouse. Fuck. I left myself way too open.
Oh, no.
But yeah, Adam's got the long legs, so he's got the endurance. He's got the speed.
He does. And as they get down this hill, you could kind of see where the light, how the lights have been strung up. They look like purple lights, though.
Ooh, yeah. I didn't notice that.
I don't think they were purple. I thought they were blue.
But the natural light is blue. Or the natural rock is blue. And then everything else is purple. Adam does a sweet, like, 540 over a rock.
Yeah, to turn around so that he can go down this curve as well. It kind of helps. And then
we get some sick Lunga little weird spinnies here as well.
Yeah.
Like how he never likes spinning the right way around a corner.
Yeah, he does like two kind of like half turns to get around the corner.
Good background line here. He's booking it hot, more than usual.
He's booking it hot.
He's booking it hot. Hot to go. And it's like a blink and you'll miss it moment as well when the crowd's cheering and they're watching it on the big screen.
Mm.
Adam is in a proper longboard stance, like he's got the hands behind the back. So he's like, he's legitimately going for it here.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
I didn't notice that. Tadashi watching on very pensively.
And then they put us in the simulator. And yeah. I wanted to vomit.
Yeah, this is rad. Oh, my God.
Yucky.
Moving way too fast and too, like, seesaw-y as well.
Like, where are they looking? Surely they're looking forward, but it's just like.
Oh, and this is where we get the sick music start.
Yes, so I looked up the song.
Dun, 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 dun.
Voice within reverberates to shatter all with malice.
Ooh.
I think that might be all we hear. But
reverberate
if we do
was
hear
the
more,
only word I picked up.
Me too, yeah.
Both times we watched it.
But knew it was in English for sure, for some reason.
Yes, yeah.
Love that. Shatter all with malice. And Lunga is getting the doki doki.
He's getting the heart palps again.
Heart palps.
But this is, it's a different heart. It's like, because last time he got them from Reki, right? Didn't he?
Mm.
And this time he's getting them from Adam again.
It's, yeah.
But it's the fun of it, right, that's making him get the doofies.
Well, yeah, as he's getting the palpitations, he's saying he's a really good skater.
Mm.
Like, it's less about the person and more about the competition.
Yeah. There's denying he's a phenomenal skater.
Follow me.
I felt like Koyasu delivered that follow me really differently.
Let me have a listen, because I didn't even notice it in the Japanese, and then David ate it up.
Oh, no, maybe it wasn't that.
Yeah, no, it is. It's like, sute koi.
Yeah, I feel like there was something else that Koyasu did in this minute that I was like, ooh, it might have been that I was waiting for you at the very start.
That his follow me sounded more like a command.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, follow me, whereas David's is like koi playing around.
Yeah.
Going to save this lyrics page as we hear more of this song. Because we do hear a little more. Just allow it. There's no need for suppression of these gut impulses.
Oh, very.
That's the end of the first verse.
Very apt.
And then the last line we hear just before the end of the minute. Absence of all boundary lines of sanity and madness.
Oh, all boundary lines. I love that. It's all very much relative to what's happening, isn't it?
Boundary lines just is AFL coded for me. I can't hear boundary lines without thinking of like an umpire
just standing
throwing a ball backwards.
But that's it. They're just skating a lot.
Yeah.
Lunga's following behind. Lots they of do be skating. Sick light, blue and purples and stuff.
Lunga's got some very strong eyeliner at one point.
Mm.
The wings are popping.
Yeah. He looks looking great. Good.
And yeah, I'm sure you can keep up. I'm sure you can come with me.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I'm sure
and
you can.
And that is the minute.
That's the minute. What was your favorite moment?
Probably the coin flip.
Okay, nice.
Randomly. Nice. I loved that coin flip. Well animated. The sound design was on point. And the fact that it starts the beef, and this is like the first time a coin flip has ever started the beef. No flag girl, no traffic lights. It's always been coin flips, you idiot. Yeah. Like, I just love how it's so, like,
you know how
obvious.
It works.
Yeah, it's coin flips. But yeah, the coin flip was really sick. And I love that we found out that coins do be making that sound.
Do be making that noise.
Yeah, what was your favorite moment?
I just think, like, just seeing Adam's outfit for the first time. All of it. And the board. Like, the board and you pointing out that there's a rib missing from the board. So cool.
Not me.
Spectre
thieving.
Spectre
all
thieving.
Over it.
Thank you very much. Yeah. But yes, the outfits takes the cake. For me, literally.
How could I forget?
How
well,
could
you? He's caked up and the arrows are pointing to where to you need
to cake.
Go. Yeah.
Come get your cake.
Oh, that just reminded me of in primary school. We'll end on this note.
God, where are we going?
On my grade 6 polo shirt, somebody pointed an arrow down to my bum and wrote wide load. And I think that stayed with me. You can tweet at us, infinite_minute on Twitter.
You can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com. Oh, my God.
Sorry to trauma dump on you.
That's so sad. Poor baby Jono.
Hey, no, I'm happy with my peach now. I accept that it's looking good. It's looking good contextually now.
As long as you're happy, Jono, that's the main thing.
I have a big butt, and I cannot lie. Those two things are mutually exclusive. Yeah. One of us has a big butt and cannot lie. One of us has a small butt and can only tell the truth. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm sure that joke's been made before. Oh, my son.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.